640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Asylum claims could look much different at this time tomorrow. That's because CBS News has learned that President Biden is expected to issue a long-anticipated executive order to partially shut down asylum processing along the U.S.-Mexico border. Our Camilo Montejo Galvez is there.
This will be a massive shift in policy here along the U.S.-Mexico border to try to suspend asylum processing between official border crossings here along the U.S.-Mexico border. That would be triggered after daily illegal crossings surpass 2,500.
Was he an addict when he bought a gun in 2018? That could be the key question heading into Hunter Biden's trial on gun charges as opening statements begin in the morning. Legal analyst Lori Levinson with more on what the case in Delaware is all about.
We expect the prosecutors to argue that Hunter Biden lied to the gun dealer. He knew that he was using drugs and nonetheless told the firearms dealer that he was not. The defense lawyers have suggested that they may argue that Hunter Biden didn't see himself as an addict when he checked no to the question on the form.
Weeks after superstar Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was implicated in a gambling scandal, a major league player finds himself accused of betting on baseball.
I'm Peter King. Major League Baseball tells CBS Sports a current San Diego Padres infielder is being investigated for gambling on baseball when he played for the Pittsburgh Pirates last year.
Pizza! Take a picture! Marcano clears the deck!
The Wall Street Journal says Marcano bet on games involving the Pirates while he was on the injured list.
Dr. Anthony Fauci back in the hot seat as he testified on the origins of COVID-19 and the federal response. And the response from lawmakers, just as you might expect.
While some lawmakers applauded his work.
Dr. Fauci, you've brought together our nation and world's best and brightest scientists take on COVID and create a vaccine that works.
Others, like Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, called him out.
Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor, you're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes.
Which prompted more back and forth.
Mr. Chairman, of order. Just in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The Maldives says it will start to ban Israelis from traveling to the island paradise in protest over the Gaza war. The Indian Ocean tourist spot says its president has enacted the ban after a recommendation from his cabinet. Last year, about 11,000 Israelis visited the Maldives, known for its hotels and huts above clear blue water. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area Tuesday night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A homecoming for Hoskins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Reese Hoskins spent his first seven seasons with the Philadelphia Phillies. This year, he signed as a free agent. Tonight was his first game back in Philadelphia. Top of the seventh inning. Brewers down 3-0. Hoskins at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left. And a homecoming for the ages for Reese Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins.
That turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers. They lose this one 3-1 tonight against the Phillies, who have the best record in the National League. NFL. The Minnesota Vikings make Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid receiver in the NFL, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. A four-year contract worth $110 million guaranteed. Packers OTAs continue tomorrow with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Most of the thunderstorm activity coming to an end here in the overnight. We'll see lows of the lower 60s, plenty of clouds around the area. On your Tuesday, a partly sunny sky, one or two storms in the late day, better chance into Tuesday night, or high temperatures in the mid-70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Day two of Biden's top 100. We'll be talking about how Joe Biden has stood shoulder to shoulder with organized labor more than any other president in modern American history.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Third hour of our program. Down in Texas, the state's high court, the Supreme Court of Texas, 100% made up of Republicans. Surprise, surprise. Just ruled that if women are carrying fetuses that have severe abnormalities, you know, like there's no brain in their skull or they don't have, kidneys or, you know, they're not going to live, right? Traditionally, you allow those women to abort those fetuses so that they don't have to go through the risks of carrying a pregnancy to term. And usually you can figure this out in the first trimester. The Republicans on the Texas Supreme Court just said, sorry, ladies, tough luck. If you have a fetus inside you that is going to die, either in the last weeks of labor of pregnancy or in the first hours or days after birth, you still have to carry that fetus to term. We are going to force you to be a toaster oven for babies against your will. And the threat, if you fail to do so, is that we will put you in prison. I'm not making this up. This is, honest to God, this is what the Texas Supreme Court just ruled. And in fact, the Attorney General, Texas's Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's been accused of multiple felonies while he's been in office and has been able to, by and large, stave them off with the help of his Republican buddies and through the fact that he's the chief law enforcement officer in the state, an accused criminal. Ken Paxton came out and said, quote, today, the Supreme Court of Texas unanimously upheld the Human Life Protection Act, one of our state's pro-life laws. I will continue to defend the laws enacted by the legislature and uphold the values of the people of Texas by doing everything in my power to protect mothers and babies. In other words, he will prosecute women who leave the state or who try to get an abortion because they are carrying a malformed, defective fetus that will die. The president of the Center for Reproductive Rights, Nancy Northrup, had a slightly different take on this. She said, and I quote, imagine the trauma of being forced to give birth to a baby who would live only hours. This is happening every day to women in Texas. Today's decision means the state of Texas thinks this is perfectly okay. The state Supreme Court said a fetal condition making a pregnancy non-viable is not, in and of itself, enough of a reason for an abortion to be performed. This is from the opinion. This is Justice Jane Bland, who wrote the opinion, is reading from it. She said, as painful as such circumstances are, the law does not authorize abortions for diagnosed fetal conditions absent a life-threatening complication to the mother. Now, Amanda Zurowski, who nearly died after being denied an abortion because she was carrying a fetus that had no brain in its skull, criticized the ruling, saying, quote, it feels like a gut punch. But the anti-abortion activists, the anti-abortion freaks, quote, the this is from Marjorie Dannens Felser, the president of the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America anti-abortion group. She said, quote, the abortion lobby has created confusion on this fact to give the Democrats cover for their extremely unpopular all-trimester abortion agenda. Right. Which is not true. The Democrats do not have an extremely unpopular all-trimester abortion agenda. They just want to bring back Roe v. Wade, which basically outlawed abortions in the third trimester once a fetus is viable for everything except, you know, risking the life of the mother or fatal deformities. So this is grim stuff. This is just grim stuff. Meanwhile, Charvon Walker is writing over at commondreams.org. Imagine if the fight was over how to improve and expand Medicare and Social Security, not destroy them. I find this fascinating. You know, we've been fighting this rear guard action against Republicans and conservatives and right-wing billionaires for most of my lifetime, certainly the last 50 years in a big way, to try to protect Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. And, you know, just to keep them. Whereas other countries have expanded all of these programs. I mean, in most country, in Canada, for example, you could basically live on your Social Security payment. It's, you know, it's high enough. It's a modest form of living, but, it, you know, it's high enough you can live on it. That's very difficult for at least half of the people in the United States who are on Social Security right now. In Canada, they have Medicare for All. It started in the 1960s. It spread to all of the provinces, then it went federal. And now, you know, no matter where you live in Canada, you have access, full access to Medicare for All. Here in the United States, no. You've got to buy your insurance from a private company if you go through Obamacare, or you just, you know, die. I mean, you know, good luck, Charlie kind of thing, right? If you're sick. This is not healthy. Right? This is not a good thing for America. So, you know, what if the media decided that the debate we should have, instead of whether or not we should, you know, term limit Social Security or raise the retirement age or cut back on benefits or like that, what if the media decided that the real debate that we should have, that would be, you know, carried out in the pages of the media on a regular basis by reporting on people who are promoting these things, was, should we have Medicare for All? Should everybody in the United States be able to get Medicare? Should we expand Social Security, and how much? Should we cause multimillionaires and billionaires to have to pay Social Security taxes like bus drivers and teachers? You know, why is it that if somebody makes $1 billion a year, they pay like 0.000 something of their income income in Social Security taxes, whereas if you or I, average working people making under $160,000 a year, we pay 6% of our 6.5% of our income on Social Security, whether we like it or not, and then our employer matches that. I mean, why is it that we're not having these conversations? She says, imagine, this is Charvon Walker. She says, imagine what our nation would look like if we fully invested in the programs most of us need at one time or another, rather than constantly fighting to keep the little that we have. We shouldn't be cutting our public programs. We should be expanding them. She writes, the deep cuts to social programs that the Republican House majority has proposed would slash investments that are already insufficient. Due to the lack of affordable housing in this country, only 1 in 4 eligible families actually receive the housing vouchers. These cuts would make it even harder. If we help families survive rocky times rather than fall deeper into poverty, all of us benefit as a society. One of the emails that I got today was from the Center for CEPR, Center for Economic Policy Research. I think it's cebr.net. I could be wrong. It might be .org. But in any case, it was about how the states that have expanded Medicaid are discovering that the expansion costs money, of course. The federal government pays for 90% of it, but it still costs the state money. They're finding that the cost of the state is actually below zero. They actually make a profit on these things because of the added economic activity associated with people being able to go to the doctor and have it get paid for. people being able to go to the hospital and actually get that mammogram or actually get that cancer treatment or whatever, and having the government pay for it. And that added economic, and people are more productive because they're healthier. I mean, we have a real crisis of unproductive, unhealthy people in this country. So, you know, I say spot on. We really need to start having discussions, start having debates about how much it should be the minimum amount that people get on Social Security. I mean, right now it's a few $100. Shouldn't the minimum for Social Security be at least $1,500 a year or a month, or maybe even $2,000 a month? Enough that somebody can actually live on it, modestly, but live on it. And shouldn't Medicare be available to everybody in the country, regardless of age, income, or geography?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And shouldn't we get rid of that 20% hole in Medicare so that, you know, everybody can get it and they don't need to go to a private for-profit insurance company?
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. If you're a busy dog parent, you need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients for your dog that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results scan and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Diane in Clarkston, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm going to make this a non-emotional call about women's rights.
Okay.
I just think that we need to educate women younger than us, because when I talk to them, they don't know these things. They don't even know what an ERA is. And I know that when the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, came up for a vote, all but one Republican voted against this. I don't know what this means. Yeah. I don't know what this means to a female. I'd sure like to detail that and pass that out. And what would happen if we had a female president who didn't have equal rights? I don't know if that would impact things.
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah. Secondly, I don't want to get too graphic, but a lot of men don't understand what happens to a young girl's body when she's impregnated. And I'll just keep it at a high level. I'm not a doctor. But her pelvic floor can't hold that child. And things happen to her body that will impact her for the rest of her life.
True.
Actually make her a bit of an outcast to society because of an odor that comes from her. And, you know, I just heard what you said about Texas. I don't understand why. I have the wherewithal to leave Texas if I live there. I live in Michigan, thank God. Our state's run by three women and some great men, too. It's not just man versus woman.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why the Democrats don't put out lies of Trump, like, side by side. For instance, right now, he is saying he never said lock her up for Hillary Clinton.
I know, he's lying through his teeth.
Exactly. So put up a clip of him saying lock her up.
Well, both CNN and MSNBC have done that in the last 24 hours. I doubt any of the big national media have. They tend not to want to call out Trump, but I haven't.
I know. So they need to put ads out there, and Fox News is an absolute problem.
Oh, yeah.
I have convinced two of my Catholic friends to vote Democratic because they were voting on one issue. You know, they wanted pro-life.
Right.
But once I've, you know, kind of not beat them up too badly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll end this conversation with this. I'm willing to do anything to help the Democrats get elected, and I'm really into the women's rights. And if your listeners have any ideas on how I can help or how I can do that, I'm listening.
I would say check out two things, Diane. First off, indivisible.org has great programs where people can get involved. It's just indivisible.org. .org is their website. And the other is show up at your local Democratic party meeting.
I've been doing that.
Okay, great.
I've been doing that.
Because there's a lot of great people there that you'll meet that are doing activist stuff that they would love to have you participate in, as you know now.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Good.
So.
Okay.
That's it, Tom.
Thanks, Diane. Great talking with you.
Thank you for your good info.
You're welcome. I appreciate the call. Larry in
Enosburg Falls, Vermont. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hello. I was very much confused, you know, every time Trump makes a speech, he claims he did nothing wrong.
Right.
And on the other hand, in the Supreme Court, they're fighting to make it legal for all the, make it exempt from all his illegal activities.
Yes.
So what goes?
Well, it's weird, Larry, because if the Supreme Court were to rule the way that Trump's lawyers want him, want them to rule, it would mean that Joe Biden could have Donald Trump assassinated. I mean, that's how crazy it is. So it just doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make any sense, Larry. You know, we'll see. I don't think that the Supreme Court is actually going to give Trump immunity. I think they may offer the president, you know, Biden and future presidents, and maybe even Trump, some limits, limited immunity around the edges, the same way they've done with police, with this, what's it called, provisional immunity, or there's a certain type of immunity that police officers have from lawsuits. They'll probably confer something like that on the president. But I don't think it's going to have a consequential effect on his federal trial. The big impact I think that they're going to have on the federal trial is that they're going to send back down to the lower court in all probability in order that the lower court examine and hold hearings on a whole collection of Trump's motions, you know, about this, that, and the other. These are all just delaying actions. This is exactly what Eileen Cannon is doing down in California. It's exactly what the Trump-appointed judge is doing with the case of Steve Bannon, who's still out of jail. You know, that kind of thing, that's what I fully expect from the Supreme Court. They're all in with Trump, but they're not willing to give Biden the kind of immunity that Trump is demanding. I mean, it would be crazy on its face to begin with. But I really think that this is a rearguard action just to delay things so that Trump can run out the clock, get elected president, and then pardon himself and just go back to criming all he wants. And in the meantime, he's violating the Logan Act, and he wants to go back to violating the Hatch Act and the Emoluments Clause. So that's where I think we're at, Larry. Larry, thanks a lot for the call. It's a great question. It's a profound question. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, speaking the truths the Republican Party would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. Back with your calls in just a minute.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I've got a question and a comment. This is Tom from Mossy Head. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway, I've had a lot of people ask me questions like, you know, Biden's so great. Why is food so expensive? Inflation so high? I don't really have a complete answer for him. Could you answer that? And then I had a comment on something else.
Sure. There are about five companies that control about 90% of the U.S. food supply, and they are making more profit and have been making more profit for several years than at any time in the history of the United States. And they're making far more profit than European or Asian or Central or South American companies similarly situated do. The reason for that is because in 1983, Ronald Reagan suspended enforcement of the antitrust laws. So we went over the course of the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s from having hundreds of companies providing our food and all those different brands. Remember Heinz you look at Yum Foods, for example. They own half the fast food companies in America. You look at some of these, you know, some of these big brands. Heinz now owns, I think, 100 different brands. You can walk through the supermarket and literally see 1,000 different brands of food and products that are brought to you by fewer than 10 companies. And those companies are just robbing us blind. Robert Reich calls it greedflation. In some cases, they're shrinking the size of packages and leaving the price the same. In other cases, they're just jacking the prices up as high as they can. It's the monopoly, stupid. And Biden has been trying to do something about that. His Justice Department is engaged right now in five different major antitrust lawsuits. The one that most people know about is the Google one, where he's trying to break up some of these big companies the way that Nixon broke up AT&T. And, you know, it would be a good thing if it happened and it would start to lower prices. But that's the problem, and that's where it came from, and that's why it's so bad.
I kind of figured that. Corporate greed's everywhere.
Yep.
Okay, the comment I wanted to make, since I'm laid up with my, I had to have knee surgery, by the way. It's healing.
Yeah,
it was nothing bad. No replacement, just had to go in there and piddle around, I guess.
Yeah, I get it.
So
I'm glad you got better.
Yeah, thank you. I've been watching a lot of TV, and I don't know if you're familiar with Vice News. It's a channel.
I'm familiar with it. I haven't watched it in probably a decade or in a long time. But, yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay, yeah. I believe they're out of Canada. Anyway, they've been having some really good documentaries on just recently. There was one about the Nazi, you know, racist group here in the United States, Adam Waffen, and really informative. People ought to watch that. And then they've also, here's something kind of weird, it might just be me, but they've been showing all these documentaries about the Hells Angels and different one percenter clubs, just one right after another. And I think A&E even has something on there. Which I kind of got a feeling it's going to end up being like, if you remember how real popular the vampire thing was there for a while, and zombies were, you know, taking over all this crap. I just hope it doesn't end up being where people start taking that on innocent Harley riders, you know, because I remember back in the 60s and stuff when these really stupid movies come out, you know, about the horrible bikers, you know, rape your babies and all this crap. I mean, people would actually run guys off the road.
Yeah, I had a motorcycle in the mid-60s when I was 17. I had a Jawa 300, and then after that I had a Kawasaki 125. They were just little bikes, relatively speaking. The Jawa was pretty big. It was built in Czechoslovakia and weighed a ton. I bought them used cheap. But, yeah, I remember that era.
Yeah, it's, you know, and they mostly stick, and now it's a big thing, you know, it has been for years. I always called them Rubs, Rich Urban Bikers, you know.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, buying the big Harleys and stuff, and I don't know, I kind of wish I had my Harley dealership back. I think it's either going to get real popular or it's going to go the wrong way.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, thank you. I was pretty sure I was right on when I speak about, you know, just corporate greed is taking over. People go, why don't Biden do something?
Yeah, well, he's trying to. He also gave a speech a couple of weeks ago where he called out a couple of the food companies by name, and within a week they had lowered some of their prices. It's not, you know, you can Google it and get the actual details. I'm sorry, I don't have them right on the top of my head. But, you know, it was a gesture, and it was successful. It just wasn't, you know, huge, universal, and nothing that, you know, the general public is going to notice. So
that's okay, what's going appreciate on.
Okay, thanks a lot,
right,
Tom. Sir, good talking to you.
Thank yep. you.
Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Gary.
How's Tom Hartman?
Hi, I'm fine.
Hi,
how
Tom,
are you?
Thank you. Well, I'm 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, don't you?
It's
never going to go away, and we're very, very concerned.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know me pretty well. I got a question for you, but before I ask you a question, if you don't mind, this gun violence across America and now this increasing political violence, these are my words, is destroying the fabric of America, or has the potential of destroying too much of the fabric of America at the minimum. And this liar, and these aren't my words, but I believe this to be true. This liar has a violence fetish.
Trump? I agree.
Yeah. I think Trump has a violence fetish. I really do.
Yeah, I think Hillary
did,
too.
And now the problem is, yeah, thank you. The problem is, when you have this, at the minimum, a mean-spirited personality, and you're a former president, and people, 43% to 50%, are going to vote for you at this present time, This is dripping down and soaking into too many Americans.
Yeah.
It's soaking in too much. And I know I'm talking to the choir, and I can see it how you deliver. You're terrific. You're terrific. You're somebody I really have always admired and will continue to admire for the way you present this. And I can see it in your face, the concern. And anybody that's listening, we're very lucky to have Tom Hartman on TV and approaching. I couldn't do it, and delivering it like you do. Now, the question I have, Tom, if you don't mind, you don't have to answer it, and it just came across my mind because I'm wondering, have you been personally threatened?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Repeatedly for years.
See, that's how.
Yeah.
See how serious this is?
Well, I'm still here.
No. That's almost a given. And you're going to continue.
I can
to be
tell
there,
you, Gary. So pretty much anybody in the media who takes left wing or progressive positions can show you death threats they've gotten in email and threats they've gotten on social media and things like that. I mean, it's just that's part of the price. I have friends and colleagues who are right wing talk show hosts. And, you know, a couple of them who I've known for a lot of years and are, you know, otherwise reasonable people, they never get death threats. It's like talking a foreign language to them. But this is, mm-hmm. I mean, ask any of your progressive commentators, and they'll tell you what they get.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. In closing, I got unsolicited advice for the American, a lot of American people. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot in our party. And you said it, too. We got to hit back harder.
Yeah.
Got to fight fire with fire. The Democratic Party's got to get tougher.
Yeah. I don't disagree, and I suspect you're going to see more and more of that as we head into this election.
All right, Tom.
Stakes
God
are high.
Bless.
Thank you, Gary. I'll take all I can get. Appreciate it. And back at you. Paulette in Hinsdale, Illinois. Hey, Paulette, what's on your mind today?
Yes. First of all, everybody, bravo to Tom every single day.
Well, thank you. Not necessary. Not necessary. It just uses up time and takes away from the point you're trying to make. So, what's
I know, you're
on,
appreciated.
Paula?
Two things real quick. About the election antics, there are Republicans I heard, I hope I'm wrong about both of these things, that they're planning kind of a do-over with those fake electors that they were under prosecution.
Yeah.
They were being prosecuted, probably mostly in swing states, that they were going to turn them around. Basically, they were planning on swearing them in as real electors now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a number of the fake electors have now been appointed by their states or elected by their states, depending on the state, as real electors, which is bizarre.
I think that's
but, you know, there
deeply
you go.
Concerning. concerning.
It shows how little regard the GOP has for the rule of law. That's a fact.
And to top it off, they do no legislation. They've got 24/7 to work on just figuring out 1,001 ways to keep people from voting. Them, of course, and their think tanks.
Right.
Anyway, real quick. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
No, go ahead.
I had heard about the Texas law. I hope I'm wrong about this. That they were going to have basically approach women who've had an illegal abortion, convict them for murder.
Yes. There is a movement to do that. It's not law yet, but there's a movement to do that all over the country.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's called the Fetal Personhood Movement. You can easily do a Google search on it. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering. From emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, I can get you an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now. And enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with that promo code Tom. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Tom. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. On numerous occasions, you've asked people to talk about the possible economic consequences of a second Trump presidency. And there's something I'm thinking of that I haven't read anywhere yet. So this, I may be the first person to say it, but you know how the United States is the world's reserve currency, the dollar?
Yeah.
Everybody's got them. Every country has it stashed in their safes, in bank accounts in Switzerland, et cetera. If Trump comes in, I do believe the world is going to say, hey, the United States is not the most stable country in the world anymore. And the dollar would no longer be a reserve currency, maybe the euro or maybe a basket of currencies.
Yeah.
But that would have huge economic consequences because all these trillions of dollars all over the world would lose their value if it's no longer reserve currency. That's propping up the dollar. So that's my take on it.
You're absolutely right, John. And it didn't happen during the first Trump presidency. But I think if Trump starts going ahead with even half of the things that he's promised or Project 2025 promises, that probably the reaction of the world will be similar to what you're talking about, and probably at least Europe, which has considerable influence. It's the third largest economy in the world, the EU, after China. They would be all in on this. I mean, China, of course, wants the yuan or a basket of currency.
Yep.
In the Middle East, you've got the Saudis arguing for a basket of, the reals and their currencies. But I think that probably the euro is the number one candidate for that. It would have to, the problem with it, the big problem with it right now would be the oil-producing countries. Because they have, they do so much of the international activity in dollars. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but they could easily switch to euro or whatever. So
they could. I don't think it would be easy, but they certainly could. Yeah.
Overnight.
Right. It would require changing a whole lot of systems. But good point, John.
One theory, if you allow me 1 second, and that is, you remember how Trump put a hit out on Mike Pence? So he has no regard for the life of his vice presidents.
Right.
I truly believe that if he gets a second term, whoever is vice president will be out. And either Don Jr. or Eric or one of those, because he only trusts family.
Yeah,
and so I truly believe that the way to create, a monarchy he wants is to get in his family. Don Jr. could live another 40 years. So.
Well, he hasn't picked his vice president yet. I mean, it's not impossible. He'll pick Don Jr. anyway at the convention in August.
He could, yeah. But I do think he'd do it in a trickier way, people would buy it. So anyway, that's my take on it.
I agree. Okay, John, thanks a lot. Good stuff. Rudy in Atlanta. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind today?
Tom, you have some of the smartest. You have a wonderful, wonderful audience.
I agree.
That's why I don't really, I'm not concerned about what Trump is going to do. It's the people that's following. Tom, we're in that inflection point, and we need to act like it. So the people the people that are actually listening to your program every day, we have what we need to take care of what Trump is trying to do in these other people. These people are just loud, they're ignorant, and they just throw anything up against the wall.
Yeah.
It's just, Tom, you have some serious educational people that know what they're talking about, like John was just talking about. I think the fuel will probably go up about a dollar more. I think that because if they decided to really raise the fuel up to about $5 or $6, that'll just tank them. I think that's too much of a risk.
Hell, they did it in 2020 and they got away with it, Rudy.
Yeah, they got away with it then, but I think I think Joe Biden has a contingency for that.
I hope.
I don't know what it is.
Well, he's got the strategic oil reserve, which he used in 2022,
right,
and he's been refilling.
Right. I just think that it's too much of a risk for these oil execs to take that chance, because when Joe wins, he's going to go ham on them people, and they know it. So they're going to throw everything in. Tom, this is Custer's last stand. Let me just say that.
I think that's a good analogy, Rudy. And you're right, and it's going to be a really rough one. Rudy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Eric in New Brussels, Texas. Hey, Eric, I got less than a minute.
Hey, Mr. Tom.
Quick one, please.
I know I'm getting you at the very end. Just real quick, I just wanted you to, the young man that did your screenings, if you go to salon.com, there's an article that dropped earlier this morning. It's called "The Texas Professors Are Suing to Fail Students for who Seek Abortions."
Really?
The young man that did the that you talked to before talking to you, he got back online with me after going to the article. It's just real quick. A pair of Texas professors figured out that their female students have sex, and boy, oh boy, and they're suing for the right to punish their students who, outside of class, have abortions. And real quick, I know you're at the end. If you go down near the bottom, these professors are filing this court thing in Amarillo, Texas.
Of course they are. Not in Austin. Judge
in University of Texas.
Court. Of course they are.
Yeah, and the judge is Trump appointed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's Kaczmarek is the guy who tried to outlaw mifepristone. Eric, I got to run, but thank you for that. I'll go looking for it.
Yes.
I appreciate the flag, flagging it for me. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Check out some of the great organizations that are doing just great work out there, indivisible.org, your local Democratic Party. So get active. We'll have a great afternoon. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's own Terry Barr will join us at 11:06. Sean Connolly from the Birkebeiner talking about bicycles. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.